Okay, this is Robin from the second years. Hello, Robin. What we're doing with everyone else is just a quick update from the last presentation. If anything has changed, let us know, talk it through. And I see you've got exhibition plans.
Yeah, I've just got a final design, that's kind of it.
Okay, let's have a look. So, do you want to talk us through?
Yeah, so I did like loads of like rough like sketches, like dozens, on like what I kind of wanted to do. So I had like an initial like rough one, and then I kind of developed it, changed it, and then I kind of got to that like end idea.
So what sort of scale is this?
Quite large.
It's an installation.
Yeah, it's like an installation.
Oh, really?
Piece,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Forgive me for not knowing. I'm not being around.
That's okay. With this, is the idea that people are supposed to interact with it,
yeah.
Go inside it,
yeah,
or walk around it?
Go inside it and walk around.
Okay. Have you stood inside this?
Yeah.
Does it feel like an escape?
A bit, yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I've had some of my other classmates in there, and they said that they feel like it's an escape.
Okay,
so.
Good.
Not on the right
claustrophobic?
Track. No.
Or anything?
I don't think so.
Get their views,
mm-hmm.
because it's not
yeah.
too late to change
mm-hmm.
if it is feeling the opposite of what you want it to
mm-hmm.
do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Get their honest views and pull in some of the first years or foundation and say, can you just do this for me for 2 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
I would get other people's views as well.
Yeah.
So what's this squishy mat beanbag?
So Chantel suggested that I do like an experimentation within like beanbag kind of beads and like this stocking kind of thing and like wrap it to make it like really squishy so that people can like sit on it
mm-hmm.
and find it like comfortable. So I was planning like doing a bit of that like at the bottom so that people can like sit on it instead of like the hard floor because it's not very comfortable.
Okay.
On the floor.
So kind of like the that digital exhibition at our house where they had that the visuals on the screen and you were all allowed to sit on a beanbag.
I don't
think so. Sound
of
Colour. It was really.
Oh yeah. Yeah, probably something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So how many seats?
I'm not really too sure. It's that bit which I'm probably a little bit struggling on because I've ordered some like beanbag kind of like stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it's less than what I was expecting. So I don't want to spend loads and loads of money on it, but it's really hard to like source. So it's like that which I'm trying to think of like alternatives and like.
So do you just need some beanbags?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
They've got them in theatre studies.
There's actually one that I donated, and it's not the best, so you're more than welcome to cut that one up. It's in the snug.
Okay.
Giant pink one.
Don't mind, I'll take that. That's
you,
right.
are, you can have it if you really want it.
Okay, thank you.
What I have heard is that you've got a interactive wall piece here.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Writing on walls. What's the... Why?
Is to help kind of like make it a little bit more obvious to like what the whole point of it is, so it gets people thinking a little bit more about my topic and like theme. So it's just like getting other people's responses and stuff and make people like really think about it.
So what do you want them to write? Reasons as to why they need to escape? How they
so
feel
I've written
in your space?
A question up about like why do you want to escape reality, and then it's just answers of like why life is like a struggle or why they'd find a need to like escape.
So how will that be interactive? How will you do that?
So I've written like a question up on the wall already and
okay.
I've gotten some of my classmates to already like write responses
okay.
on it. So I'll have like a jar of pens,
more.
Yeah,
okay,
and I'll put a
enough.
Sign up
okay.
so that people can like add to it. So that hopefully by the end there'll be like loads.
I haven't been in your space.
You know, it's
so
like halfway done already.
I haven't seen your sign. How did you create this? Did you just draw straight on a wall?
Yeah, so I marked it up first in like
mm-hmm.
pencil, and then I just went straight in with like pens.
Pens, okay.
Yeah.
Does it look good?
Yeah, it looks all right.
Exhibition
yeah.
type good?
I'd say so.
Okay. Well, I'm keen to have a look.
Yeah. I think we should go and have a look in a minute.
Yeah, okay,
mm-hmm.
keen. Because there's also, don't forget, there's these stickers. You can use those digital machines in a digital lab. Get a pen
mm-hmm.
to print you off some really lovely stickers, and they can be in like a holographic type.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would blend in with like the lights you've got going on. It might bring more attention if that wall is black. Is it black?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Alicia
so that
suggested
might...
that I use like UV light pens so
yeah.
that it lights up a little bit more, so I might give that a go. as well.
Yeah, you can do. You can also get those. I've got a couple at home. They might not be very good though, but they write on transparent, and on the end of the pen it's got a UV light.
Oh yeah, those, yeah.
Find it. But yeah, consider your typography. I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I'm saying this after you've done it. I wasn't aware of it until I was told the other day. But yeah, maybe Gary and I could come and have a quick look and
yeah,
have
cool.
Give you some feedback
there,
because you've already started.
Yeah.
Well, your project proposal on the blog is a bit messy.
Yeah, I still need to make more
Chantel's or somebody's writing all over it.
Yeah.
Just lost it.
Put your final one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
all
I haven't
the ones
had time
before
to get
marking.
One of these things.
Yeah, I haven't got around to it. It's just because I wanted to get a first draft up.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is kind of interesting, but actually it's not that interesting to the people who are going to read it. The people who are going to read it are going to be UAL. And all they want to do is just see the final piece.
Okay, yeah.
They don't need to see people scribbling, or don't forget you spelt this wrong or whatever.
Mm.
We want you to be perfect.
Okay, Brill. So you're kind of happy where you are?
Yeah, I'm quite happy with
that. Have you made all links to your research with all of this?
Yeah.
Because you're going to need to evidence every choice you've made.
Mm-hmm.
So even this interactive wall, have you looked at artists that have done that?
I haven't seen any artists that have like really done it, but I haven't really looked too far into it.
Have you got evidence as to why you've chosen to do this?
Like the theme, or
is that kind of performance art, or is it something else?
Interactive. Like, where have you seen this before? This idea.
I haven't seen it anywhere. I literally just came up with it.
That's the thing you've got to be careful of. Okay, you're gonna have to almost backtrack that.
You do.
And back it up.
Reverse engineer it, otherwise
research.
You don't get marks for it.
Yeah, because otherwise you may all go, well, this just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
They might mark you down for something like that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you can, look into some interactive stuff like this. Stick it in your sketchbook or even straight on your blog.
Mm-hmm.
Just cover your back, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Should we go and have a look?
Yeah, well, I am.
All right, we could do with a stretch of the legs, eh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Robin. Oh, can I just quickly photocopy this?
Yeah, sure.